Any injuries to report?
Yeah, we've got Nick Ferguson's having an MRI on his knee. You know, we'll find out later on in the day how that is. A little bit sore, but he finished the game. And we've got some bumps and bruises, but everybody should be ready.
Nick left for a series, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do you have anything you think it might be?
No, he's having an MRI on his knee. We don't know what it is. But, you know, he finished the game, so that's a good sign.
Mike, did you talk to the guys who were involved in the incident right near the end with the officials? And is there anything that can be done? We obviously heard that side of the story.
Didn't have a chance, to be honest with you. Obviously, we're getting ready for Kansas City, and I'll get a chance to talk with those guys, you know, tomorrow.
Mike, twice this year, it's been the number one scoring defense against a high-powered offense. At Invesco, both times the offense won. When you won your two Super Bowls, you were one or two in offense. I mean, are there exceptions to the rule that defense wins championships?
Well, I think defense has been very consistent, as we've talked about many a times over the last 15, 20 years. You got to rank in the top five in points given up. Offensively, obviously, the better you are, the better chance you have to win a Super Bowl. But there has been teams in the middle of the pack. Baltimore is one. I can name a few more, but there's only two or three, but they've been right in the middle of the pack. So it is possible.
Coach, you faced LT last night. Now you have the challenge of LJ. Can you talk about their differences and looking ahead to him in the next season?
Well, just two great running backs. You know, obviously two Pro Bowl players. We had them in Hawaii. Two class kids that handle themselves quite well and have a lot of ability. Very impressed with both of them, being around them, and you can see why they're so successful.
Mike, Jake's had several games this year with quarterback ratings. Is your confidence wavering in him at all?
We're just going to keep on working to get better. That's what you practice for. And we've had some good games. We've had some average games and some poor games on offense. And we're going to keep on working, hopefully, to get on the positive side.
What do you see as the biggest difference this year? Is it just execution, confidence with Jake this year?
Oh, I'm not going to go into those details. You know, you ask Jake or, you know, you come up with your theories, but, you know, the bottom line is it's a group of people working together, as we talk about each week. And, you know, quarterback usually gets the glory or gets a lot of the criticism, but it's got to work together. You know, a lot of people, a lot of components, and that makes it work. And hopefully we can improve a little bit in that area because we're off a little bit, especially in our dropback game.
Like, same thing on the defensive side. You did a good job in the first half, in the third quarter, and they got their tight end involved. Were those things, did they do something differently, or were those just breakdowns?
Well, they executed. They executed better than we did. You know, anytime you have four touchdown drives after getting an interception, you know, there's areas to improve. And we need to improve. You know, you give up four touchdowns in a row. Obviously, you're not happy with it, but you got to credit the Chargers for, you know, finding a way to win 2 weeks in a row. And you know, we had them down, and we really had the game under control, and we let it slip away.
Is it an even bigger challenge? Obviously, short week, everything's condensed, but coming off a loss like this, does it make your guys' job even tougher?
Most of these guys have been through this before. You know, this is your profession. We got a lot of pros on our football team. They understand the workload. And at the same time, they get a couple days off, you know, after Thanksgiving. So, you know, there is a little bit of a team looking forward to, even though a short week, they get a few days off. I don't want to say it's a bye week, but they don't get much more than 3 days off anyhow. So I think they'll look forward to the weekend, and hopefully we can go into Kansas City and do what we're capable of doing.
John Elway said before yesterday's game, he felt this offense more conservative than it had been in the past. How much do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Oh, I'll leave it to you guys, the experts, to come up with your decisions.
No, I'm saying John said this. We're not, the media's not saying it, John.
I understand what you just said.
Mike, does your performance on the road this season, last season, give you the confidence that you can achieve your goals in January, even
Well, you know, this game's a lot of setbacks. You know, we've had setbacks before. What you got to do is keep on fighting. We let a game slip away. We had it in our hands, and it's going to happen sometimes. You know, it's the nature of the game. You know, we did some good things. You know, on offense, you know, you run the football like that, you expect to win. We just didn't make some plays there in the second half that we were capable of making. And, you know, you got to make those plays. We had to settle for a field goal instead of a touchdown, and that's the difference in the game right there. So a lot of factors involved.
Hey, would you like to plan Thanksgiving every year with Given the Choice?
You know, I'd entertain the thought. Hopefully without a Sunday night game or a road game.
After looking at it, would you make changes on special teams, or do you think you can do it with Tuesday?
Well, I think anytime you lose a guy like Darren Williams and you lose a guy like Nick Ferguson, and you're all of a sudden you're piecemealing guys back and forth, and we had a couple other guys that went out for a couple plays. When I look at the special teams, it just takes one or two guys here and there. So it wasn't, I kind of forgot about the injuries during the game, but we still got to be better than we were.
Why do you think Arrowhead is such a tough place to play for anyone?
I think, you know, one of the reasons why Mile High is very tough is crowd noise. Big advantage there, very loud. Fans are really into the game. Snap count, big advantage.
Did you seek out this year to play on Thanksgiving, and would it work the same way next year? Could you ask the NFL again to play on Thanksgiving? How does that work?
Well, they ask us. We don't ask them.
So you have no, you can't request it.
No. Mike, aside from yesterday's performance, your kickoff coverage and kickoff return numbers have been pretty low all year. Do you think that's a matter of personnel? Is that a matter of coaching? How do you address the special teams issues?
That's a good question. You know, we got to do a better job, I think, in all areas. We got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job playing. And I got to do a better job in, you know, demanding more. But, you know, it starts with me, and we're just going to keep on working at it.
What different look does Green give over Heward when he faced Heward?
Well, obviously, Heward did a great job, you know. How do you know how a guy's going to do until he gets his opportunity? He's been in the league for a long time, and, you know, I take my hat off to him. He's played exceptionally well. You know, we know what Green's done. Obviously a Pro Bowl player that's got a lot of confidence and been a leader there for a long time. Two excellent quarterbacks.
He's going through a short last year help this year, just the fact that the guy knows.
I think so, a little bit. I think it helps from a coaching standpoint, too. You got the routine down a little bit. You had success the year before, and very similar. Practice schedule, you know, travel schedule. I think it helps.
Do you double up sometimes, like put 2 minutes in on a day you wouldn't ordinarily
put it in? Yeah, what you basically do tomorrow is you put in your game plan except for a short yardage, goal line, and red zone. Then you put that in the next day, and you get about an hour practice on Wednesday before you take off to kind of fine-tune that. So it's a little bit different, kind of a combination. You're getting about a day and a half, you're trying to get 3 days worth of work in, and, you know, both teams got the same schedule, so very balanced.
Does it make it a little bit easier since you are so familiar?
Yeah, I think it's easier on both staffs that they know each other, and, you know, we know them, they know us. And
is there any discouragement factor you think that you have to address after a game like this?
Oh, I think there's always disappointment. If it doesn't, you know, just kill you, then you got the wrong guys, you know, from a staff as well as players. You let an opportunity like that, you know, slip by. You know, if it doesn't eat them up, then you got the wrong, you know, you got the wrong guys. So, yeah, I think it is tough. But, hey, you got to bounce back, and obviously you got to fight back and not let this opportunity this weekend slip by.
Is there anything you do? Do you put a comedy routine in a team meeting?
You know, what you do is you just try to go out there and practice well. You know, because it's, you know, you don't have the same time to heal as you normally do. Coming back, obviously, a day earlier, a little over a day. And so the mindset has to be, you know, performing at practice so you can get ready for the game.
How do you feel about Brandon Marshall's progress?
Brandon's been doing a pretty good job. You know, the thing that set him back was that injury that he had to his knee. And that usually takes, anytime you're away from the game for about 3 weeks like he was, you got to get back in football shape. And that took him about a month. And, you know, he's got a little ankle sprain now. Hopefully it's not too serious. And if it's not, he'll help us before the season's over with, and obviously made a big catch last night.
Is there with Tatum, is there any timetable on when he's going to get better? It's just kind of week by week, you got to just judge him.
Practice by practice. You know, we evaluate these guys every day, and you know, one of the reasons why we went in a different direction this weekend was how these backs practice. And both Mike and Damian practiced extremely well, looked quick, and played that way.
Well, the way that Damian and Mike played yesterday, coupled with Tatum's injury, and the fact that you do have such a long break until the next game, influence the way you approach Tatum this week?
Like I said, you know, we're going to evaluate it. If Tatum's ready to go and he's full speed, he's going to go. But if he's, you know, hesitant and can make the cuts that he's capable of making, then we'll go another direction.
Yeah. Personnel thing, or are you still looking for a little more?
Yeah, just more consistency in practice. And, you know, he's got, you know, we throw a lot of different things at him, these young guys, with game plans, and it's not easy sometimes, especially at that position. But, you know, he's got a lot of potential. I still believe in him. He's going to be a great player here, but he's just going to have to keep on working at it.